Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I can't understand anybody thinking you could lose your salvation. Doesn't even register with me. It's as bad as those people who think that there's nothing in the scripture about Jesus coming today, looking for. Now, anyway, once you are birthed into God's family, it's insane to think you can be unbirthed. And that's what he's saying here. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. One offering did what many offerings could not do. If Christ cannot save you and keep you, then there is no hope for you. God has no other way of salvation but this way. It's not through baptism. It's not through the Lord's Supper. It's not through sacraments. It's not through church membership. It's not through good works. It's only through the blood of shed blood. There's no other. Then verse number 15. Notice that the Holy Ghost also witnesses to us, saith the Lord. And I mentioned this last week, and I'll reemphasize again this week, how people would talk about the Bible does not speak about the triunity or the trinity of the Godhead. Over and over it says in 1 John 5 and in Genesis 1, I can go on and on. But again, this section of scripture speaks of the Godhead. Notice in Hebrews 10:9, we see the will of God. Then he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God, the Father. In Hebrews 10:12, we see the work of Christ. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for the sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. So we see the Father, we see the Son, and then we see here in verse number 15, the Holy Ghost. We see the will of God, we see the work of Christ, and we see the witness of the Holy Ghost. That'll preach. One day when I'm not here, I'll preach off somewhere. I'm going to use that as an outline. Y'all already heard it. I just put it together. Okay? There's the will of God. There's the work of Christ and the witness of the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to say this and move on again. If in your Bible it says, whereof the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us, get rid of that Bible and get you a King James Bible. The word here is supposed to be Holy Ghost. You know, all other versions have Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. We've talked about this. They would tell you, whether it's NIV, ESV, XYZ, whatever the things are out there, you know, that the translators did not translate our Bible properly. I not only believe in the preservation of God's word, I believe in that he superintended the work. Every word is pure. And these smart alecks who say, well, I got a better translation because the old King James, it says this or that. Listen, when it says Holy Ghost, that is his name. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Matthew 28. When it speaks of the Spirit, that is his working. We've gone through this over and over and again. Anytime it says the Holy Spirit, it speaks of the working of the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit is... Be not drunk with wine wherein it exists, but be filled with the Spirit. It says working. Are you see the difference? Y'all have learned this. Y'all been in the Bible class enough, but I just want to draw that to your attention about the witness of the Holy Spirit. By the way, he's our best friend. He really is. Verses 16 and 17 were taken from Jeremiah 31 through 34. The new covenant offers complete forgiveness. It is so complete that God says that he doesn't even remember them any longer. Let me read this. Jeremiah had it marked. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with the fathers in the day that I took them by the hand and brought them out of Egypt, the old covenant. This is the new covenant. Which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. Man, I wish I could spend time under. Have a book, and I'm going to raise some feathers now. The title of the book is God is Divorced, What Shall We Do? You know, when Jeremiah talks about God says, I have divorced your sister. Y'all were looking at me like Jeremiah 3. Anyway, let me move on. There's a pile of information right here. Although I was a husband, I was a husband unto them. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, this is yet future, what we're talking about here. Again, I'm about done. Remember we talked about the church of Nazarene, the guy who started that church, Breeze, I forget his first name. He taught sinless perfection, holiness, in that you could live so that you could live without sinning. I've never met anybody like that, except Jesus Christ. I met him face to face, but I know. Anyway, okay. Only problem with that doctrine, they're about 1,000 years too early. This is so. He's going to wipe away their sins completely. No more sin. No more sin nature. Look in verse number 34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor. In other words, they're not having to go to Auburndale Farmers Market anymore and say, hey, do you know the Lord? Saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, for the least of them unto the greatest, saith the Lord, and I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's so much here I could talk about, but I need to quit. Time's got away from me. And then verse number 18. Hebrews chapter number 10, if I can find my place. My pages are sticking together. My pages are glued and taped. They're falling apart. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Let me repeat that. Now, where is remission or forgiveness of these is, there is no more offering for sin. In other words, where sins are forgiven and forgotten, there can no longer be an offering for that sin. You understand? It's already been paid for. It's already been forgotten. It's already been forgiven. It was enough. It is finished once and for all. And verse number 18 brings us to the conclusion of those 10 chapters that were tremendous. I mean, tremendous. Doctrinal. Matter of fact, this is why Peter, I believe when Peter wrote in his epistle, the Apostle Paul wrote some things it's hard to get a hold of. Remember, he wrote something of that nature. It's hard for us to understand. I believe he's talking about here, and this here in Hebrews is second. It's hard to get a hold of. I will say this. We know more about God's word. We should know more about God's word than the Apostle Peter. We should know more about God's word than the Apostle Paul. Why? Because we have the completed word. Paul didn't have the book of the Revelation. These other books that were written after Paul had died. There's no excuse for us being ignorant to God's word. And that, remember in book Hebrews, he started that. Y'all were babes in Christ. Y'all are still babes on the bottle. I want to give you meat. And boy, we've gone through some meat the past few months, and I surely hope you enjoyed it. Now, starting next Sunday, that more practical aspect of what we learn, now we put it into practice. Our Father, we just stand amazed at what we not just read, not what we just learned and heard. But Lord, you did this for us. Lord, you saved us. We're amazed. Thank you for that. Perhaps there's somebody here today that's never been saved, never received that free gift of eternal life. We pray that today be that day. Bless the morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.